We will bring the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, March 18, 2026 at 8:34 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Adams, Claybaugh, Tiemann, Dorn, and Juergens. Haxby in disguise. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion approved.
Second. Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion? If not, please vote. We've got six in favor. I'm assuming Haxby is a yes vote. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion approved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Six in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Good morning, all. Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 8:35 on the clock to discuss tax exemption on vehicle owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations. In this case, Christ Community Church.
Motion
approved.
Second.
Motion to go into public hearing by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. At 8:34, please vote. Six in favor, we're in public hearing. There's a sign-up sheet right here if anyone would like to talk at public hearing on this. The vehicle we are discussing is for Christ Community Church. It is a Ford 2020 Transit 350 XL. It will be used for... Yeah, that doesn't say, but it is for Christ Community general use. Usually they have a little commentary on there, but Transit 350, that would be a van. Any discussion from the public? Discussion from the board? Seeing none on either, I'd ask for a motion to close the public hearing for the discussion of tax exemption for Christ Community Church on a Ford 2020 XL at 8:36. Moved by Adams, second by Dorn. Please vote. Six in favor. Motion carries. Seven in favor. Motion carries. Good morning, Mr. Lytle. I'd ask for a motion to approve tax correction, tax exemption on vehicle owned by Christ Community Church.
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved by Dorn, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Seven in favor, motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 11.
I don't have it. Patty, do you have it? The tax correction slip?
I do.
Oh, there it is.
Tax correction slip number 11 is a Homestead Act exemption that did not apply. The resident passed away before August 15th. This would be an increase to the tax roll in the amount of $769.10. Ask for a motion to approve tax correction slip number 11 if anyone would like to see it.
So moved to approve.
Second.
Motion by Adams, second by Claybaugh. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Seven in favor, motion carries. Patty,
yes.
What do you have for us today?
Not really anything.
How's Beatrice reevaluation going?
Well, I have until Thursday. Not to send everything yet.
Going
to
have everything done?
I hope so.
How much did you lower everyone's valuations?
No.
Can you give us any percentage trends, any information?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's understandable.
He still has another day.
Emily would know.
Juergens, you have anything for her?
Juergens is cool.
Hmm.
She didn't sign it.
Yeah.
Did, so.
Now, whoops. We're going to have our album draft has to go in on the 19th.
Or if you don't want to be here,
the only thing you guys need to talk about is what you're going to do for
people
our
Did you get a form to fill out for me from
Sabaka? He needs to email that to me.
Okay. Well, if you don't have anything else, I guess we're finishing up that revaluation of Beatrice, outside entities, villages, acreages, etc. Engage were done last year. Are you anticipating being done with Beatrice residential and commercial and industrial, or will some of that fall over to next year?
We've been working, all week real hard to just get the little kinks out and make sure everything's... So basically, it's them up there with their iPads and then getting it into our computer systems to make sure everything's rolled. We have TIF projects now, which are like those lots out there on 19th, where Lincoln School is. That's all going to be TIF, so working on just some... things like that. Just some special...
That'll be real easy because valuation is zero on those since it's all city owned.
Yeah. When it's TIF.
Yeah, when it's TIF, it starts out at zero if the city owns it.
No, it doesn't.
Your mic.
It's assessed at the day it has a base valuation and it's held at that. But when you do that...
Your mic's not on. It'll still be zero when they figure the TIF valuation difference.
When they file for TIF, do they give you the estimated cost of what they're, because TIF is intended for improving the infrastructure. So do they give an estimated cost of that when they start?
Yeah. So what we're doing now with those have all been platted into lots. So I believe on the Paddock side, they have on the City of Beatrice a website that says these lots.
Patty,
so,
you're not on the mic.
Quick question, though, just for TIF valuation purposes.
Yeah.
Who owns those lots?
City of
Beatrice.
Okay, so what property tax are they paying on those currently?
Okay, let's start. Okay. So the school got torn down. That was the school's property. So that's an exempt entity because we levy for that. And then the city got it. Through a transfer statement. Then the city plots those lots. So I don't know how many's out there. I'm working on them now. And then they TIFed it. So the TIF, the base is from 25. So I go in there and figure out, or Derek, we figure out what each lot would be worth. Or some of them, there's two lots, and then there's one lot. So we will put a value, a base value. That's the value that goes to the schools and to the political subdivision.
So the city will be paying tax on that?
Yeah. Basically, until if something sells, it'll just be like a regular sale. But right now, we don't leave that as exempt because the city's not really using it for a public purpose. They're going to be using it to, develop housing and stuff.
Technically, it's still getting assessed even every year with the improvements on it, but then everything over the base valuation goes to pay back the infrastructure costs.
If they charge tax, I didn't know that the city would be paying tax on those.
If it's not used for public purpose.
So is the city paying tax on the lots in the industrial park?
It depends. I have some leases that I got, and basically, if there's farm ground out there near the runway, they're limited on what they can plant as a crop. They can't plant, I think it has
corn.
To be a low.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are exempt. Johnny Sadoff has a building out there, so we tax the city for the land.
I did not know the city was paying the property tax on...
They may pass that on to Johnny, though.
No, on the lots out there, I didn't know they were paying property tax on that.
It's by use, so if it's not used for public purpose.
Right. So it's an intent to tax, so we have leases, and so we go, TIF is, basically, for 10 years, you're not going to get anything on the value of the house over, you will, the city will, the tax statement goes to the city, and then the city pays the infrastructure on what they're doing out there with those lots.
I just want to make sure, like, you know, if we're tracking the infrastructure investment and that it goes back on the tax roll and that's been paid off.
I mean, basically, some of the TIF projects, like one of the owners came in that is going to build a building, and we have to give them, Daryl usually figures a value. It all has to do with bonds and everything, and that's more in with the city part of the TIF project. Lori and I do more of the bookkeeping. And Rex, yours does go to the city first on those micro TIFs. Yeah,
I mean, it's just kind of interesting. I just looked up city of the accuracy of 551 parcels. So that's a lot.
Not shift. Just
no. Just parcels.
Yeah.
Just parcels.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are the trail.
Mm-hmm. Those would be exempt.
That's interesting, because we always figured TIF, if we were buying a piece of ground from the city, tax base would be zero, and then your dollar amount would change from that, or it'd be near zero.
They might.
I will say Daryl's really good about figuring approximate valuation for TIF projects prior to the project going through, so he's always been really good about that.
Yeah. And that's just the base valuation on the day they file.
Daryl's helps you figure what the anticipated assessed value would be on the total project.
Gotcha.
Because you can't use an appraisal. I mean, I suppose you could. But
it has to do with bonds, and I'm not real sure of all the ins and outs down with the city, because that's where it's all generated at. And then we do, me and Lori, do the bookkeeping part of it. Base does go to political subdivisions, but it takes quite a while for the TIF excess to be paid off. And none of those houses are built yet, so that'll be the excess that then the taxpayer will only pay the city, but it'd be the same tax that would normally be built to the owner. And then the city takes that money and uses it for the infrastructure.
The city takes everything over the base value. Until the base value, or until the infrastructure is paid off, then it should be back on the tax roll.
Right.
Yeah, yep. It's a great tool. We just made a trip to a major employer yesterday, a few of us, and that was how a lot of that infrastructure and also equipment was purchased, was through tax exemptions.
Kansas wording's a little different.
Really incredible. They brought that up multiple times. That's how this company grew. Don't mean to cut this short, but we are over on time.
Just one quick thing, that the ethanol plant was the one that started. So basically, we got all their valuation on personal property that went to the political subdivisions. And then once it's paid off, that's a huge value for that.
The Village of Adams' first year on that, I think their tax payment, Village of Adams from E-Energy, the first one was, I think, $211,000, and it's increased from there. That'll keep going up. That's a huge boom to a village like that. The only way, and I want to reemphasize this again, the only way to keep our tax dollars down is to bring in infrastructure. So I just want to hammer that through once more.
I want to touch before you get out of it. So they had a very unique approach. Every piece of equipment had $1.5 million cost, $600,000 cost. They had tags on their machine. So you knew what they were paying on personal property on everything.
Takes on the machine.
And with that, we're going to cut equalization off at 8:48. Thank you all. We will adjourn equalization. Thanks, Patty.